This place is Shingar Vat in the shrine or the temple just here. Are some familiar pictures. Many of you, I'm sure, have seen depictions where Krishna is decorating Srimati Radharani, yes? He's offering, sometimes combing her hair, sometimes placing bracelets on her wrist, sometimes placing jewelry, necklaces. Shingar. Decorations of the form of Radha. So that pastime took place right here, or one of such places, where when we go to Govardhan Hill, there's another such place that we'll visit. So Shingar Vat, this tree under which Lord Nityananda would come and do his chanting, was in appreciation of that wonderful lila of Krishna decorating Srimati Radharani with various ornaments or shingar. So as we visited Imlital, where Lord Chaitanya would perform his chanting, this is a place in meditation upon this wonderful lila of Radha and Krishna, where Lord Nityananda would come and perform his chanting. Who can estimate how elevated the spiritual emotions that took place between Radha and Krishna, and then the devotees of the Lord who came meditating on and experiencing those same lilas? Very, very wonderful, transcendental. So Shingar Vat is, as the local people know, and where Lord Nityananda performed his chanting. That's the spiritual significance of these places. Now, Lord Nityananda, amongst the eternal associates of Krishna, Lord Nityananda is known as the most... Lord Chaitanya is the most munificent form of the Lord, and Lord Nityananda is the most liberal distributor of that munificence of Lord Chaitanya. So offering prayers to Lord Nityananda for receiving from him that gift of love for Krishna, as is known here in Braja, unique amongst all of the pastimes of Krishna anywhere. Lord Nityananda is the most munificent bestower of that mercy. And his munificence is found most especially in the form of the chanting of the holy name. So we have all received the holy name by Srila Prabhupada's mercy. And by his Prabhupada's mercy, we're here. So while here, let us offer our prayers to Lord Nityananda, that the gift of love for Krishna through the chanting of Krishna's holy names can be accessed more readily than we are now experiencing by his mercy. I'll mention it again, and probably again and again, but in each of these places that we visit, there is spiritual significance, and that spiritual significance is invested vibrationally or spiritually within the place itself. So if our hearts are simple and pure and sincerely desiring the mercy that's available, then that spiritual benefit can come to us just by the sincere prayers that we offer. And even by coming here, spiritually we're all receiving inconceivable benefit. The very place where Lord Nityananda would sit, this tree right here, the remnants of the tree, and perform his daily chanting of the holy names of the Lord. So let us thank Srila Prabhupada for very kindly bringing us all here. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srila Nityananda Prabhu ki, Gaur Premanandi Hari. You can see in the pictures over here by the altar, Radha and Krishna performing Rasa Leela. Some very nice pictures of Krishna decorating Radha. You can see up here on the altar. And very nice deities on the altar as well.